Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, November the 29th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's great to be back with you after the Thanksgiving holiday. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving and a good weekend. And mine was pretty good, I'll say. And so I hope you took time to think about what you were thankful for. And as I said last week, one of the things I'm thankful for is to be saved. I'm very thankful that I am saved, above all else. That's the thing I'm honestly most thankful and grateful for. And then, of course, you know, life hinges on gratitude. The doors swing. The doors in life swing on gratitude. And that's something we should all be thinking about is just imagine a door. Stay in my apartment. Let's just say we took the hinges off the door to my, off the door in my apartment. Let me think. It would still be really easy to open and close the door, wouldn't it? Oh, no, it wouldn't be easy to open and close the door because the hinge is needed in order to swing. You'd have to pick up the door physically and open it and close it, which would not be very easy or fun. I mean, in my mind, it would be no fun because it would be difficult. Now, we are entering into the Christmas season, which means that starting tonight, there will be some Christmas music being sung on the show up to Christmas. And Christmas is ultimately one of my favorite times of the year, even though it is during winter time. And of course, I love what it represents, but I also love the other fun stuff behind it, you know, the being able to, you know, the lights and what have you. And as we go through the season, we'll talk a little bit about those different things, like the lights and the Christmas tree and all that, and what they represent. Especially when we get to that Ultimate Christmas Week, which would be specifically as far as broadcast dates, that would be 12/20, 12/21, and 12/22. And so it's going to be a good season with Christmas with the Miracle Man. And I know it's only November 29th, but based on the weather we've been having the last few days and what it's supposed to do tonight, we're supposed to get 1 to 2 inches of white stuff tonight up here. And so with that in mind, that just means, I guess it all as well be December, right? But I would say this would be about right. This weather outside, as far as how chilly it is, I'd say it would be about right for early December. Wouldn't you? Maybe early December, but not quite late December. Maybe early December. I would say we're close. Because right now we're in early December. I don't know why I said that. That was my mistake. Because this is November 29th. November 29th is not December. Even though it's a day after the latest Thanksgiving can be in this country. But and it's the latest Black Friday can be, which people often say is the unofficial start to the Christmas season, at which some people put up their Christmas stuff. Mom, if you're listening to the show right now, please, I hope you're putting Christmas stuff up. Please. Sorry about that, listeners. Just had to brag about me being first to put the Christmas decorations up. As I put them up before my parents did. Sometimes they put them up before I do, a lot of times. A lot of times what will happen is it's almost like, sometimes it almost seems like it can almost be a foot race. But there have been other years where I've kind of waited until closer to December to do it. And so, but this year I figured let's put them up a couple days before Thanksgiving. So we did, and I love it. And you may wonder, how did Black Friday go with me? It was pretty good. I got to go to Somerset, Oakland, and Great Lakes Crossing, which is in Auburn Hills. The other two are in Troy. Oakland was not necessarily all that crowded. Somerset and Great Lakes Crossing, on the other hand, were very much so. And it was a good classic Black Friday after what I saw last year. With empty food courts, because unfortunately in our state last year, around the holidays. You could not dine in a food court. You weren't supposed to, at least. And unfortunately, Taubman Centers, who owns Great Lakes Crossing, decided not to allow the tables to be in the food court while that was in effect. But the company who owns Midland Mall and the company who owns Saginaw Mall, those two different companies allowed them up until a certain date. Because remember, Shelley, someone at Midland decided to be not nice and complain. Remember?
Yep.
Why did they do that? Whoever that person was, I hope that person went and hid in a cave with the Grinch. I was thinking of something else, but I figured this one would be a whole lot more funny than that. And it because to be honest with you, listeners, I think that when someone is complaining around the holidays, even last year, that the food court was open, just because they weren't supposed to be in a, because, you know, restaurant wasn't supposed to be open. Two things on that. Number one, that person deserves to be in the cave that the Grinch was in. By the way, what did that cave look like? Was it like a kind of big but dark cave with real low ceilings? I think it was. Wasn't it a cave he was in? I know it was real echoey in there, whatever it was, some kind of dungeon thing. But the Grinch house, the Grinch cave, whatever, you know. I would say, yeah, the Grinch cave. But that's where that person should be, is in the Grinch cave. Because that's the first thing. The second thing of all is I don't think of a food court as a restaurant. I think of it as like a wide open hall, like a dining hall type thing, like at a camp almost. Obviously, ceiling heights can differ based on location and different things like that. Just dependent on location. I mean, not necessarily locate, but like, you know, how it was built and stuff. And like I said a second ago, a place like a Saginaw, like Fashion Square in Saginaw has a low ceiling. Other ones like Great Lakes Crossing or Somerset have these big tall ceilings with skylights throughout the whole thing, and it's like a big giant dome. It all depends. But that was fun. Getting to go to because I was honestly curious how it was going to be. I was not expecting it to be how it was, given, you know, the last 12 months. I was pleasantly surprised. I really was. And I'm honestly hoping that it can keep that up. We'll have to wait and see as the weeks and weekends go by, as we get close to Christmas. I do want to let you know real quickly that there will be no show on Wednesday night due to leadership conference at my church, which is Wednesday to Friday. And if you want to learn about leadership, get to that conference or stream it live at marktbarclay.com. 2010 North Stark Road, 1 mile north of US 10. And come be a part if you can. And so, that being said, there will be no show on Wednesday night. But come next Monday night, we'll be back and at it, and I'll let you know how it was. And so, yeah, there's that. And the plan is I'm going to take a real quick station ID. When I come back, I'm going to give you my normal two, our discussion of the book and then the how you can sew into the program. And then we're going to get into some Christmas music. And then we're going to get into the word for the night. And then have some sports to talk with you guys about tonight. And including some surprises. Which include a very big surprise as far as in terms of football, which we'll be talking about when that time comes. But for right this second, we'll pause for a very quick station ID. And we will be right back here on The Miracle Man. And we're back. Praise God, it's good to be back. You know, on some of these radio stations, some music radio stations, sometimes you'll just have these commercial breaks that they'll go on and on and on and on and on, and you'll wonder, when are they going to get back to the program? When are they going to get back to the music? When are they going to? And then they finally do. Well, here it was quick, and then we got back on the program. So now it's time to get with the to get into our normal announcements. Real quick, I want to remind you that we have our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life, story of how faithful God has been, story of a mother who the God she could not see but strongly believed in, and the Lord has been so faithful to me. He's done so many miracles in my life, so many incredible miracles that God has done, and I'm so thankful for the different things that he's done. And I just feel blessed by God. I really feel blessed. And so if you want information about the book and how the book can be a blessing, please go online to riversofmiracles.com and find out information about the book, how the book can be a blessing. Buy the book while you're at it. And let it minister to you. Also, I would love to encourage you to please sow a seed into the Miracle Man program, if you would. If it's been a blessing into your life, please sow a seed. Oh, you're begging for money. Oh, really? What it is, what it's about is, it's an opportunity for you to sow seed so you can have the blessing of God upon your life. You see, when you tithe, you don't necessarily expect a big return on it. Why? Because when you tithe, you are doing specifically what God required. Give God a tenth. He could have asked for 90. He could have asked for 90. He could have said, y'all give me the 90, and I'll have you live on the 10. That's what he could have said. No. The tenth is the Lord's. The tithe is the Lord's. It didn't become the tithe. It's not the tithe unless you, it's the tithe unless you don't bring it, and then it's yours. Nope. It was the tithe. It is the tithe. The tithe was his. It is his. It will always be his. Already. That's the way God set it up. Now, if you sow a seed into the program as an offering, then you're going above and beyond. And when you sow an offering, it's always good to have in mind, what am I believing God for? Maybe it's a healing in your body that you're believing for. Maybe it's a prodigal son or daughter to come home. Maybe it's for your kid to get off drugs. Maybe it's for your spouse to be delivered. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it could be a lot of things. Maybe it's just for like clarity. Like for your future and what you're supposed to do with your future, maybe. It could be a lot of different things that you could be asking God for. And sowing towards that is, and so You can go online to paypal.com, and in the search bar, you will want to type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized, first of all. And then number two, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. And I need you to keep both of those in mind. Okay. And then I want to put a verse in your mind. And that is where God says, where it says, therefore God loves a cheerful giver. Cheerful giver, not one who's sad. When you decide you're going to give, you should be happy about it. You should be happy about what God's done in your life. And it should make you want to sow a seed. And what if, say, maybe you're a baby Christian and you've been listening to the show for just a little bit, and this has really been ministering to you, then you could sow a seed. It can be a blessing to you. And please know this. When I get notification that seed has been sown, I pray for that seed. I pray for that seed. I really do. And I'm a prayer man. I believe in prayer. And speaking of prayer, I'm going to teach on prayer again, this time from the perspective of Matthew. Because in Matthew, it's a little more clear on some things about it. And I want to try to clean up any misconceptions that there could be about it. And so, but first, we're going to sing a few Christmas songs. You know, we'll have a couple, maybe couple that are like, you know, like the fun ones, and then we have also some that are the ones about Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, and we have different ones. Okay, so we're gonna do that. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, oh, I hate going out in the snowstorm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping, and the lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. It does. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. There you go. There's one of your little classics. Don't know when it was made, but it's been a popular one for a lot of for a lot of years. But you better watch out, better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better not watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, I'm telling you. Better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. All right now. Time to bring it in. Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The stars in the sky Look down where he laid. A little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you and we worship you tonight. We adore you. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are, for what you are to us, for what you represent. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on us. It's great to be a Christian. It's great to serve you, our King. And it's just wonderful to know that you are with us all the time as we go through our lives. And we can rest assured knowing that you're fighting for us. You're not against us. You're with us. And we thank you, Father, for what you're doing in us, what you're going to do, what you're starting, what you've already done. And we just thank you tonight for who you are. And Lord, I thank you tonight for all these listeners tuned in, wherever they've tuned in from across this globe, whether it be here in South Africa, South America, or Europe, or Asia, or Africa, wherever, South Australia. And we thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that your word knows no geographical boundaries. And that I get to bring the word through this wonderful program called Radio on the Internet. And I thank you for this word going forth. You're using me to deliver this word. Thank you that you're using me as an oracle. And I thank you, Lord God, that these listeners have ears ready to hear from your word, what you have to say. And I thank you that whatever needs are represented by these listeners, that all these different needs are met, whether there's something financial, whether it's something in our bodies, whether it's something to do with we're believing for hope for our future, whether it's a prodigal son or daughter to come home, someone that's bound by some things and they're believing God to be freed from that thing, whatever it is. Thank you, Lord God, that you are healing us of those things right now. And give you all the praise and the honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most of all, I thank you for huge amounts of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this broadcast. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen. Let's make our Bible confession. This is my Bible. I am what the Word says that I am. I can have what the Bible says I can have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. this Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a history book to me. And it is more than a religious book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I want to encourage you real quick for the next little bit. Whatever I do, you follow along. I sing again, you sing. As I study in my Bible, you study along. As I exhort and talk and teach on prayer, preach on prayer, you follow along. And so with that, turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Matthew chapter 6. Amen. Matthew 6. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word. And I want to start with verse number 5. Amen. Matthew 6:5. Maybe one of you beat me, maybe you didn't. And if you say you beat me, I hope it was by faith, unless you actually did. All right. What's that? Let's read. Now, these are red letters. And when there are red letters that in your Bible, that means Jesus is speaking. Now, I know I'm believing God to be able to see the red letters, but obviously I trust when Jesus is speaking, they're red. Thank my wonderful pastor, Dr. Mark T. Barclay, saying that. I've heard him say that from the pulpit. So, Matthew 6, 5, red letters, NIV, let's go. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, you go into your room. One version says closet. Go into your prayer room, bedroom, closet, prayer closet, whatever. Close the door. Pray to your Father that is in, who is in secret, unseen. You see there, that's that secret place. Then, your Father, capital F, that means the Lord, then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans. My cat, my dog, my car. My... Do not keep on babbling like pagans do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Oh, because of their many words. Do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive us our trespasses, as we also forgive our trespassers, or debtors, you could say. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men your sin, and for if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And I like to say, for thine is the kingdom forever and ever, amen. Now this here talks about a word that many Christians do not like. Many people do not like this word. Oh, by the way, especially after we just had Thanksgiving 4 days ago, and we're like 27 days away from Christmas Day, and you got all that Christmas shopping you got to do. And if you go to the mall, you got those pretzels screaming at you and everything else. And so it's called fasting. Good, you didn't throw anything. Nope. It says, and when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. Kind of like what some people do when they put a mask on their face. Okay, I put that in there. They disfigure their faces to show that they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. When you fast, put oil on your head, wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. For your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroys, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where no moth or rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. If your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, then how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and he will love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and he will despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Oh, by the way, folks, notice something. Note that the money there is capitalized. Yeah, Therefore, I tell you, that do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or the, your body, what you will wear. Isn't life important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap, nor they store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you more, much more valuable than they? How do you, but worrying, can add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek ye first American Eagle. Isn't that what it says? Seek ye first. Let me think here. What are you guys like? Let me think here. Men's Warehouse. Oh, seek ye first. A chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. Nope. Uh-uh. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. But, verse 33 again. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things will be given unto you as well. Therefore, do not worry about them, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble in it of its own. All right. Let's talk about this prayer thing. So, you see here, part of what he's saying is, you don't want to be like a pagan when you pray. What do you mean? Don't make your prayers just be babble, 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 babble. Blah, 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 blah. Give me, 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 give me. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. My car, my cat, my dog, my tractor, my kids, my roses. Oh, my car. All this other stuff. Yeah. I mean, if you want to pray about, if you need help with all those things, then pray. But prayer is supposed to be having a relationship with God. Part of that relationship with God is prayer unto him. Sometimes you may be praying out loud. Other times you may just be praying silently, like within your mind. But you're still praying. And God can hear you. And in prayer, there needs to be time to listen to God too. Because if all you do is talk, pray, then that's not as effective as when you listen and meditate. And then listen to see if you can hear what God has to say. And to think that it always has to be this 3, 4, 5, 6 hour thing. No. No. It doesn't always have to be 6, 7, 8 hours. No way. Or dare I say, no way, Jose. You may wonder, who's this Jose guy? Well, don't worry about it. But prayer is important, as I had said before. We've talked about the Lord's Prayer a couple weeks ago. Let me tell you something else about prayer. Prayer changes things. Helps it build up faith. I mean, helps put your faith to work, because your faith comes to you by hearing the Word of God preached. Like those of you who listen to me when I'm reading you the Word of God and hearing me exhort on the Word and teach and preach. For me to do that, faith is being instilled in you when I'm doing that and you're listening. If you're goofing around while you're listening to me preach and teach, then you're not really getting that same faith deposit as when you're intentively listening to what I have to say from the Word of God. And when you pray, you're putting that faith to work. Like when you're praying over your body, calling your body healed, making Bible confessions over your body if you're sick. And confessing, by his stripes I am healed. And speaking your confession, don't be going around saying, I have this, I have that. Stop. Don't be going around and say, I have this cold, I have this flu bug, I have cancer, I have this certain, no. When you do that, it's almost like you're saying you possess it. Don't do that. It's good to say, well, I'm healed of the Lord. And don't just allow yourself to say, you know, I possess this certain thing. Like cancer, like migraines, like pneumonia, like COVID, whatever you want, whatever it is. But guess what? Jesus' name is above all that. His name is above all of that. Put together. Not even by themselves. I'm not even talking put together. Well, the other thing he said about prayer is you don't always have to be praying on the street corners just so that everyone else can see you pray. Because at that point, it's like you're doing it for show. You shouldn't just be doing that, praying in the street corners and what have you, you know, just for a show. No. Because prayer is supposed to be between you and God. And every person, you should all have your own prayer life, where it's you and God. That's important. That doesn't mean necessarily that everyone throughout the whole house can hear you having your time with me and God. I remember my pastor, someone told him to go get a prayer closet. This is back before he started my church. This was all the way back in the 1970s. And so he's like, well, how? At first he tries and he, you know, makes one at home, you know, takes all of Vicky's shoes out of a certain closet and makes that his prayer closet. And then over time he got a bigger closet, and then they're like, says, Mark Barclay. The only reason I said Mark like that is because at the time he wasn't pastor. He was not pastoring yet, but he was like, well, Mark T. Barclay, to be honest with you, that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be that kind of closet. What I was talking about was that you need to have a prayer life with God. A certain place that you have for prayer with God. That is what he was talking about. And about this fasting thing, which we'll be dealing with at the start of the year, that's about putting your flesh under, saying, no flesh, you don't have control over me. I give up these certain things, whether they're food and you go on a water-only fast, or whether you just give up some pleasant bread things, which could be different things that you enjoy for a certain amount of time. And in that, if you're going to do it, you should truly be seeking God. Don't be doing that just to try to punish yourself. Or be like, oh, it's just my act of willpower, just my act of, no, it's about getting, you know, God. Anyhow. But you see, when you pray, things change. And by the way, folks, in case you're wondering, prayer doesn't make things worse. Prayer does not make things worse. It makes them better. A lot of how miracles happen is through prayer. People praying, believing God. And then walking with God and serving God. And part of being a good Christian, in a very essential part of that is that prayer time, that time with you and God, those devotions. And when it's time to pray, sometimes you should just maybe turn your phone off or leave your phone in another room or your iPad or your computer or whatever. Leave that device in the room or have it turned off. And don't let it distract you. Because, listeners, in case you didn't notice, I have a notice for you. Pay attention to this notice. Notifications are not anointed. Did you hear that? Notifications are not anointed. Did you know that notifications weren't anointed or no?
Yeah.
Do you remember hearing Pastor say that? Maybe you weren't there at that service, but I heard him say that a few years ago. I heard him say that notifications were not anointed. But I was doing that like into my, this thing to make it sound like the mask. As I said, notifications are not anointed. They're not. And by the way, Siri's not saved, whether you think she is or not. There's a YouTube video of Siri praying in tongues. Oh, really? Well, she's not saved. My point is turn that thing off. You just got to have that focus, you and God. Without that technology stuff getting in the way. Amen? Because this prayer life with God is important. And if you let him, he'll reveal things to you through that prayer and you seeking him. Like we said before, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Not all this other stuff. I know I teased about a few things earlier that people seek. I know when I was at Black Friday, most of those people that were in those malls, I don't think they were seeking Jesus in there. They were seeking different deals, you know, from the different stores. You know why I teased, you know, and said those different store names that you can find at many well-known American malls. As well as malls in other countries. But but anyhow, got to seek the kingdom of God and store up treasures in heaven. Treasures on earth, treasures in heaven. Where no moth and rust. No thieves breaking into steel. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray, Lord God, that we would value time with you. And that we would make sure that we make prayer part of our lives. Those of us who aren't making prayer a part of our life, may we start, because it is very vital. Prayer is very vital to us, to our good relationship with you, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, that we would be doers of this word, and not just those who hear it but don't put it into practice. And I thank you, Father God, for that tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Now, in terms of football and high school action, in Division One, you had Rochester Adams. They fell to one loss. Belleville 55-20. Rochester Adams ended their season 13-1. Belleville ended their season 13-1. Division two, you had Traverse City Central fell to Warren De La Salle 41-13. Josh Burnham, the quarterback for Traverse City Central, was having problems all afternoon throwing that football. They were really making it hard for him. As the Trojans fell to the Warren De La Salle 41-13 at Ford Field in Detroit on Friday. Let's move forward to Saturday. In the game in Ann Arbor Saturday at 12 noon, you had Michigan, who was ranked number 6 at the time, totally manhandle number 2 ranked Ohio State. Excuse me, that team to the south, 42-27. 42-27. That was a shocker. We were running the ball down the throats of that team to the south. The eyes. We were just running the ball down their throat. And even our quarterback, Kate McNamara, another quarterback, we were making plays, throwing the ball, passing the ball. Even our defense was a part of it. Some sacks, sacking their quarterback. Keep in mind that there was some weather in Ann Arbor in the form of snow. Yeah, we can use that word now because it's Christmas time. I sang a song about it earlier, so yeah, that validates it. So yeah, it was snowing in Ann Arbor, as it was up here. And some of you may say, well, Miracle Man, do you honestly think the snow played a factor? I would say it played somewhat of a factor. Would I say it was the biggest factor? Not necessarily. There were other things at play. That crowd. You see, the crowd in Ann Arbor was causing problems for that team to the south. There were four different false starts when Ohio was trying to snap the ball. Four different calls for false starts against them for that. Four penalties for 20 yards. There were six other penalties for a combined 47 yards. So they were 10 penalties, 67 yards, which meant there wasn't necessarily a lot of huge penalties. There were a couple of penalties on Michigan, too, a few, but more penalties on that team to the south. When you look at turnovers, there was a turnover on downs by the Bucks, but there was, however, a turnover by Michigan on their second drive. They could have went up 14-0 at that point, but they didn't. But I have to say, I was shocked by the result. And one of the Buckeye players actually apologized for the loss. I hadn't seen any Michigan players do that in the past. In either of the 8 years that we lost to that, the previous 8 years in a row that we lost to that team. Nowhere from 12 to 19 did I see that. And I imagine had that game been played last year, we would have lost to them again last year, and there probably would have been probably no apology then either. Maybe there would have been, and I don't know about it, but I think you'll see a lot of faces back on both teams. For that team to the south, here's what this means. For the Buckeyes, they will likely head to a certain Florida Bowl that is not exactly the playoff. I think they'll still be in a pretty good bowl game, I do suspect, like a New Year's Day bowl. For Michigan, hail to the victors, which I think now can now sing with pride and have something to really look forward to. We get to go take on Iowa on Saturday in Indianapolis. And so, that was a good game by the Wolverines, as like I said, that crowd was really into it, and I was listening to that thing, and it was good to see. Michigan State, they beat Penn State 23-20. Michigan State did have 20 of their players gone due to injuries and flu symptoms, but they still won. For Penn State, you have to feel bad because all those losses that Penn State had, every one of them was by 7 points and under. Every one of those losses. All of them. There was no big 10, 12-point loss, 20, 30-point loss. Nope. There were like four of them, but they were all 7 points or by 7 points or fewer. Was it like Michigan State where they lost by almost 50 to that team to the south? No. And Michigan's only lost by four. That means that Michigan could have been undefeated right now. But they're not. Oh, but then the Lions. What do you know? Another day, another loss. This time, they lost on a field goal to the Bears. 15-13. In Detroit on Thanksgiving, and that's the third time this year they lost on a field goal. It's the fourth time this year that they lost by 3 points or fewer. So you can say they're 0-9-1. 0-10-1, 0-9-1, whatever. But winless, they could at this point have as many as five wins because you had the four games by 3 points or fewer and the game that was tied. So you could be 5-6 instead 0-10-1. All right, folks, until tomorrow night. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.